At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
All people at home!
What's up with that?
You ready?
It's the drugs from my generation. And it's a sin to God, the fake, the fraud, the messing with me. Come on.
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music.
Welcome to Monday Night Raw.
Yo ho ho and a bottle of Dom.
Bro.
The new day.
Let me talk to you.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the dipper dogs.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music, yeah.
Acknowledge me.
Back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney, and I am the artist formerly known as Pizza Funny, and I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him. It is him. It doth be the scientist, DPP.
The road to WrestleMania is finally here, PC.
Bro, how much fun was Saturday?
A ridiculous amount of fun. Ridiculous.
On top of that, throw in the fact that we had a little Royal Rumble pool this year, which was fucking awesome.
The people that maybe won some points.
One of the people that won I work with, and I was really happy he won. And then another person that won is one of the original members of the DWI podcast, and he's not on the show right now. And we're tired of him winning money.
Yeah.
It's the Mike man, and he doesn't listen to the show. So I told him I'd give him cash next time I see him at the Bosch. So DP, I'm banking on the fact that next time I go to the Bosch, it's going to be free.
Sweet. Those are the best ways to go.
I'll be like, oh, here's your $150, by the way.
And I bought myself a drink.
So, Mike Mann was really, there was no doubt he was going to win when Charlotte came out 27. He had already had Bianca Belair at 10. DP, who did you have? You had Roxanne Perez early, and then you had, Mee Chin at 20. It was kind of disappointing. It was highly doubtful that she was going to win the Royal Rumble.
Roxanne was eliminated last, which was surprising. Like, I didn't think they'd have her at the end. What I was like, okay, but
yeah, they're gonna push her to the moon, man. She's like, she's having a big program with Bayley right now, yep. So look for, she's a future world champion on the top level of WWE. I had Ivy Nile and Maxine Dupree, and they got eliminated together. So I was like, didn't really expect that to come to fruition. Anyway, so. Nikki Bella is back.
That was nice.
And that's like, her merch is selling really good right now. So like, I expect her to be in, like, is she back?
Well, we'll find out soon enough, I would guess, but we've only had one show since the Royal Rumble, but right. We had talked about last week, I really hope she is, you know, for at least a decent run.
Right. How did you enjoy the Women's Royal Rumble? I thought it was really good. I thought last year's Women's Royal Rumble was one of the best Women's Royal Rumbles ever. And Dave and DJ thought this year's was one of the best Royal Rumbles ever. And Greg, if you listen to his second solo shot in a row, Patrick O'Dowd like needs to get his ass back on the Greg DeMarco. No, I'm just kidding. Patrick's got a lot of shit going on. He was like it was okay. So like the range of emotion there, I thought it was really good. I didn't think it was as good as last year's, but it was good. What'd you think?
I thought it was good. I thought I would say it wasn't as good as last year's either. I think probably more of the fact that this year's was more, I think we kind of figured who was going to win, you know, there really wasn't much question to it. And mm-hmm. I think that's what kind of turned it down a little bit. But we had some, you know, we had some decent surprises. We had some good stuff that came out of it. So I mean, it was good. Not great. A minus, but definitely not as good as last year for sure.
Did you, I'm sorry, I'm trying to find something here. Let me ask you another question.
I'll keep going on the Royal Rumble then, yeah.
Royal Rumble, I mean, we kind of knew Charlotte was going to win. That's the one we were definitely certain on, right?
Yeah, there wasn't as much question. I mean, possibly, I think we had Liv Morgan in the list, and, you know, that was about it. Like, we thought Bianca maybe, and Naomi maybe, but other than that, we didn't expect anybody else to be there.
Like,
the end,
Grace, you know, Jordan Grace was a long shot, but it was really Bianca and Charlotte where we were kind of like between.
Yeah, Jordan Grace was nice, and I think they did a good job with her. They did, yeah. You know, she had a really good showing. She looked strong, and did a, you know, winning would have been the upset pick that we had, but they did enough with her to make her look great coming out of that. And can go wherever they want with her, but it really wasn't much question. It was cool to see, you know, Alexa Bliss come back. You know, we had her on our list. That was a nice return. I love the Fiend Forever tribute that she did. You know, Lash Legend coming out from NXT was really good. That was some good stuff. They had a lot of good ones.
Before you move on, I just want to refer back to something we talked about Alexa Bliss last week. And, yeah, just listen to this.
I heard there's been... I mean, these are dirt sheets, gossip stuff. And we always preface it, and we always say whether or not it's something we believe in or it's something we've heard. I heard that there was contract difficulties, disputes, or some other kind of stuff going on, or lack of positive creative. I don't know. Maybe that's all bullshit that gets floated out, so it's a cool surprise when she comes back at Royal Rumble, right? So
let's... Ha! Fuck you, internet! I got you! I told you it was all bullshit! I told you last week about Alexa Bliss! Thank you! Can I get... I'll give her a holla! Or whatever the fuck is called for Barry Horowitz. Yes. Whatever the fuck it is. So let me hold on a little. You gotta take a victory lap when you get one, right?
Yourself on the shoulder.
There was also all this bullshit going around about how Shotzi was supposed to be in it, and then last second someone took her spot or whatever, and they were all complaining. I mean, really?
Okay. You weren't going to win anyway.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, it sucks if they say, hey, you're going to be in the Royal Rumble, and you get there, and they're like, well, you're not going to be in the Royal Rumble. Yeah, it sucks. But, I mean, listen, what did we have for surprises? Like, Roxanne was not scheduled, right? There was no NXT women already scheduled, were there? I don't believe. No. I don't think there was a list of women scheduled.
Just 10.
Let's see. Lash Legend was up. Who else?
Jada Parker.
Uh-huh.
Stephanie Vaquer.
We knew Jordan Grace was full of shit and she was going to be there. She wasn't going to be at her mom's birthday party. Just like last year, she was in her kitchen, right?
Of course.
Stephanie Vaquer, you just said that. Trish Stratus. Yeah. Jillia. And Nikki Bella.
Yeah. And Roxanne, it was mentioned earlier, but yeah, that's it.
Right. That's nice. Yeah, overall, good couple. I thought it was really cool to start with Io and Liv. I enjoyed that part of it. So, yeah, let's see what Charlotte does. Let's see who she picks. Who do you think Charlotte's going to end up picking here, Dan?
Well, boy, I'm sure she's going to stay on Raw. So I'm guessing it's going to be her and Rhea Ripley to reignite that feud. And them at WrestleMania would be a pretty awesome match, I think. I mean, she should show up on NXT, so, you know, she's going to, you know, keeping that out again. Oh, boy. Let's see if that happens again.
Yeah, that happened. Well, so that's the thing. Like, Charlotte and Rhea are 1-1 against each other, you know. Do they save that match for down the road at another time, or do they go with Charlotte and Tiffy? That could be another way to go. I think the fact that I think people want to boo Charlotte right now. I really fucking do.
Considering she got booed when she came out on Raw, yeah.
You know, my mommy's always over. So it's like, I don't feel bad. Charlotte likes to be booed. She likes being a heel. A lot of these performers prefer being the bad guy. You'll hear a lot of people say it's easier being the bad guy. There's more margin for error. She's been through it. Let's like talk outside of WWE. She's been through a lot. Like she had to recover from a severe injury and had to miss a lot of time and watch a lot of cool stuff happen while she was gone. She also, if you listen to TMZ, is apparently divorced from Andrade. Well, you know, apparently they're going to be fine working in the same company, but she's back. She looks really good and slightly different than she did the last time I seen her. But hey, you know what? Some people, it's their prerogative.
Oh, yeah, she got a leg brace. I mean, she just had knee surgery.
Yep. You know, it's funny. Whenever I'm out anywhere and I see someone with, like, a cast on or something, I'm like, first I'm like, ooh, shark attack, hey? They're like, no. And then I'm like, oh, you cut yourself shaving it, didn't you? You go from one extreme to the other and you get them. You get them every time. Like, usually you'll have them reeled in right away with the shark attack thing. Oh, yeah, shark attack, you know. And, you know, but you get them with the shaving thing second, then it's perfect.
Right? Like, wait, what? How? It's great.
Let's talk about the tag team 2 out of 3 falls match. I thought this was so much fun on a stage that was so well deserved for these two tag teams that are two of the best tag teams in the world. 4 of the best wrestlers, professional wrestlers, around. It was just a fun match. I thought Motor City Machine Guns would win here, but I'm okay with DIY. Like, a lot of people think we're going to head towards a bigger match than just a 1-on-1 for the tag titles at WrestleMania. Maybe they put both brands' belts up and you grab one first and then the next one first, and you could have teams like swap a brand if they had to. You mean you could have what if you had like, I don't know, you can't have 6 teams from both sides. That'd be fucking 24 guys there. That'd be awesome though.
Like a battle royale.
I think you could have 4. It'd be 16 guys in a ladder match. Oof.
That's a lot.
No, maybe 6, 3 from each side. That's 12 guys.
You could maybe get away with that, but that's a lot.
Fine. 2 from each side, a normal fucking 4-team ladder match for 2 sets of titles.
Yeah, the problem is if you're going to do it for 2 sets of titles, you should have more, but that gets a little chaotic, I think. I don't know. It's a lot going on. It's a lot to
watch. What if you had 4 from each side and it was a falls count anywhere? Team with the most falls after 10 minutes wins the first, and then they're gone, and then whoever's left 10 more minutes, whoever has the most falls for the other 10 belts.
Oof. It's tough.
That could be Fast and Furious with good planning, a bunch of refs. It's anywhere.
Refs. You'd have to keep track of everybody. What's going on?
You could have 2 counts going on at the same time, and like at the second set of belts, like the guy counts three, like a video review. You gotta, you know, oh, we gotta show the shot from above, which shows both pinfalls happening at the same time. You know what I'm saying? That'd be kind of fun ending, hey?
Wow. That would be interesting, but that's a lot. That's a lot of chaos.
Hey, I don't know. You know what? Listen, this booking by Tunney stuff, it is a gimmick, but you know what? Here's the thing. You're listening to the show that brought you the transfer window, right? So he's listening. There's lots of things that have happened over 10 years here that have happened that we've, it's getting kind of creepy lately though. No, I'm kidding. I'm not kidding, just but as, I'm not kidding.
Still just as creepy after all these years. What would you like? Wasn't that our idea?
What would you like to see for these, this tag team division moving towards WrestleMania?
I'm all for some type of multi tag team match at WrestleMania to get, you know, more of these tag teams on the card and stuff, because there's a lot of good ones. And, you know, obviously with the Street Profits interfering in this match too, that, you know, they're going to be in the mix as well, whether it goes all the way to WrestleMania or not. But I mean, at the very least, like, you know, you could do a three team TLC match or something again and relive that and bring that back in some way with these three teams. Could be a lot of fun. But as long as they don't do the gauntlet shit, because I don't like the gauntlet matches. I think that's stupid. I'd rather have them all there in some shape or form, of whether it's a fatal four way with four tag teams at the most. I do like the ladder matches, but I maybe not for both belts, but for one side or the other, I think that'd be really good, especially if you got these two teams involved somehow, because they're awesome to watch.
Yeah, there's no denying there's a lot of really good talented tag teams in the WWE right now. It's just, how are they going to book it? You know, the funny thing is every year we get to that WrestleMania week, and then all of a sudden, like, SmackDown becomes night one of WrestleMania and you get two title matches. Like, you end up with a US title match and maybe one of the tag title matches on Friday. Just, that's just what they've done the past few years, even though they have two nights, right? You think about how many different stories they got going on right now. They usually make some of those matches Friday.
Well, especially when you've got all the different titles that you have, you know, women, both women's, men's, you know, the IC US tag team titles. Right. You're not going to put all of those on the card, especially, you know, even with two nights of WrestleMania. So having one or two of them on the SmackDown right before is a smart idea. And it gets people to watch that too, you know, and you can put on some of these, even, you know, some of these matches that can be WrestleMania worthy on SmackDown and get people invested that way. And I'm sure that's going to happen again, because it just has to.
I want to go to the men's Royal Rumble before the championship match, because it just makes sense when we're reviewing it to not put the cart before the horse, I think. A really good match. I thought it was really good. I thought, like, once you got towards Jacob Fatu coming out, right, causing some havoc, Joe Hendry comes out, has his little fun with Roman Reigns is out. Then after that, so that's 17, 16 is Roman. Then you got 17 McIntyre, 18 Balor, 19 Shinsuke, 20 Jey Uso, 21 AJ Styles, 22 Braun Strowman, 23 John Cena, 24 CM Punk, 25 Seth Rollins, 26 Dominic Mysterio, 27 Sami Zayn. Then, you know, the last three guys, fine. But, like, all the way from Hendry to Sami Zayn was just like, bam, 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 right? I mean, that was, to me, that was the coolest part of it. And then into the finish. Now, don't get me wrong, Damian Priest and LA Knight and Logan Paul, great. I had, okay, so Rumble pool time. DP had The Miz and Joe Hendry. He had 14 and 15. You really were pretty much knew you weren't going to win when you didn't have a different person than those two.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When Joe Hendry's music hit, I was like, all right, I'm out.
So I got Bron Breakker at 7, and I'm like, oh, that's really cool. He's going to be in this match for a while, but he's not going to win. So cool. You know, can I like put another amount of points in, like, cause we all put in points and then the winner got all the points. I was like, could I just put in more points and save that for next year? Right. Bron Breakker. Oh, but no.
Right. Is it keeper? Then, are we doing keeper league?
Well, yeah, I was trying to do keeper pool.
I'm changing my, I don't want to keep any.
So then Tunney's boy CM Punk comes out at 24, and guess who has 24? Well, it's PC Tunney. And PC Tunney's sitting in this very chair watching that very television on Peacock. Hears Punk's music and literally yells out loud for a good 4 or 5 seconds, yes! Yes! Fuck yes! Thinking I was going to win all of the points. Especially, like, hopes are like sky high, the highest they have been all day when he dumps Roman and Seth, and how quickly and steeply the other side of that very high point happened. As Logan Paul would throw CM Punk's ass out immediately after. You knew it wasn't going to be Logan Paul. It comes down to Cena and Jey Uso. Did you think Uso had a chance? I was like, you know, because I listened to Greg last week, and Greg was like, Greg has a really cool thing he does before the paper, the PLEs and big shows, is who should win and who will win. And it's funny because his should was Jey Uso and his will was John Cena. And here we are at the end. And lo and behold, I think it was smart that Jey Uso won. And DP, it's the first major step in solidifying the plan that we have hatched for John Cena oh so many months ago. Like, simultaneously, we had the same idea and added to it in the segment of John just not getting that title shot until the end of this year and maybe having it be his last match. Can't just come back and have the title shot. Can't just come back, oh, Rumble, you get 30, you win. You're in the main event of WrestleMania. I don't think he wins the Elimination Chamber either. I don't think he's in the main event. He's not wrestling for a title at WrestleMania, in my opinion.
No, it wouldn't seem so. I mean, and we, like we said, you know, that he's talked about I'm going to earn my shot and everything, and it goes through all this. And the next step would be I'd have to win the Elimination Chamber, and I think it's going to be a series of, you know, John Cena likes to put guys over too, you know, so he's all for that rather than getting that title shot. He's going to get it because you'd be stupid not to. We've said that. But the payoff of the struggle of trying to earn that spot is part of this story. And this was the, like I said, this is step one. I was right there, couldn't get it. All right, Elimination Chamber is my next chance. Right there, couldn't get it. What's the next step? Money in the Bank. Right there, couldn't get it. What's my next step to get that title shot and get another crack at this, you know, breaking the record? And I think it's going to take that long to get there. I hope it does, because I think that's a really nice story to tell.
Now, we could be absolutely wrong, and he could be winning the Elimination Chamber and challenging the other championship and main eventing one of the nights of WrestleMania easily, right? And there's a lot of people that think that that could very well happen. I like our storyline better, and it's what I would like to see happen. Now, we'll talk more about that other belt we don't think Jey Uso is going to pick after we talk about Jey Uso winning the Royal. AJ Styles came back. That was really cool. Let's get to a couple of things before we finish with Jey Uso. Rey and Penta starting first was awesome. Let's see. What else do we have here? Otis, Bron Breakker. I Show Speed was fun.
Of course it was.
Especially when you go to the back and he's like, Triple H is like, hey, Speed, you're in the Rumble. He's like, wait, what? No. And he played it great. Like, he had to have known. Like, he was wearing, like, he's wearing number 7, but he was number 8. Yeah, he had to have known. He turned into the fucking spot. So, but he played it great. Like, he was like, no. And he went, and I thought it was great. Really fun.
Yeah, it was entertaining. You know, you got to have, you knew you were going to have something goofy and we didn't have like the stupid quick elimination or anything like that. And he was the guy to do that little bit and took a wicked looking spear. Holy shit. Breaker looked like he broke him in half. But you know, it was fun.
Speed's in shape, let me tell you. Like, it's not easy to take bumps and shit like that. He's not in bump shape, but like, he's young, he's athletic, he's in fucking phenomenal shape. So I haven't heard anything that he's injured. I'm sure he didn't feel like up 100% that rest of that night, and like probably this past, you know, week, but he's fine.
I'm sure he's fine. He probably wasn't doing sit-ups next day.
The numbers, by the way, for the numbers he did streaming while he was there at the Rumble were insane. I don't even remember the actual numbers. I don't want to get them wrong, but they were just insane. Like, they'd be stupid not to have him and Kai Cenat back at WrestleMania. They're reaching such a broader audience by tapping into these streaming celebrities and things of that nature.
Yeah, and you put him, you give him a spot like that or whatever just to come out. You know, even if you do that on a, you know, whatever, just show him doing something at WrestleMania or whatever, and people are going to pick up on that and they're going to start watching. They're like, oh, my favorite guy or whatever's on this show. What's going on? And next thing you know, you got another, you know, person tuning in every week.
Less surprises than the men's, because like the men's roster on the main roster is so fucking loaded.
It's too full.
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much ran down everybody that was in the Rumble. We didn't get, let's talk about the stuff we didn't get, because we did predict a lot of, we didn't predict, we just brought up the most of the possible ones last week. So I think I wrote down 11 for both, 12 actually for the men. We'll go back to the women. No Becky. We did get Alexa. Obviously, we thought Jordan. Jade's not ready, obviously. Jillia was a yes. Roxanne was a yes. Nikki was a yes. We did not get Masha Slamovich. We did get Trish Stratus. We did not get AJ Lee or Mandy Rose. Hendry was a yes. Ziggler was a no. Trick Williams was a big surprising no. I thought for sure. I think we both thought we would see him in there. Big E, no. Obafemi. We did get Obafemi, right? No, we didn't. We didn't get Obafemi.
Nope.
We didn't get Obafemi, Ethan Page. We didn't get The Rock. We didn't get Jeff Hardy. We didn't get Corey Graves. We didn't get Brock Lesnar. We didn't get JBL headphones. And we didn't get Omos. So out of the men's, Hendry was the only out of our 12 speculations. Hendry was the only one.
Wow.
That just tells you how big, how awesome the fucking roster is.
Right. And like you said, you know, you walk through that, you know, that run of talent in between there from whatever it was, 17 through like
16 through 27 are like all, I think, right. Maybe not Braun Strowman, but I don't know, maybe someday there. I think Roman's a Hall of Famer. Drew's a Hall of Famer. Finn's a Hall of Famer. Shinsuke's a Hall of Famer. Jey Uso's a Hall of Famer. AJ Styles a Hall of Famer. Cena, Punk, Rollins, Sami Zayn. Dominic Mysterio definitely is on a path to become a Hall of Famer. You think Braun Strowman's a Hall of Famer someday?
I think every one of those people your lists are going to be in the Hall of WWE. It's not really a Hall of Fame. It's just Hall of Remembrance, because it doesn't matter. Like, everybody's in there.
Okay. Just because you just call it the Hall of Fame, you don't have to be difficult.
Man, I can. What fun would that be?
I mean, you're the one who's already on your weekend, and you're over here, you know, Hall of Fame hating on WWE. Meanwhile, I got to work tomorrow. If you want to call it that, it's a Friday.
You have to go in tomorrow. Yeah.
I gotta find a polite way to tell our chef who's back, by the way, our old chef is back. Yeah. It's just, thank God. But I got to find a polite way to tell her, why are we doing a fish fry on Friday?
Because that's what everybody does, right? It's always fish fry Fridays in the Midwest.
But this is lunch. This is lunch.
Okay.
What do we do Friday nights? We go out for a
beer.
Fish fry. You're a fucking asshole. Fish fry. You don't eat fish, so fuck you. I don't even know why I'm talking to you.
Chicken tenders?
Oh, no wonder you think Dominic's in the Hall of Fame.
There's one thing we have in common. It's we like our chicken nuggets.
Well, I guess it's time for our Gold Rush Tyson chicken break here. We haven't even taken a commercial yet. I haven't even talked about our network at all. I just told everybody who we were, and then we started talking about the Rumble.
Because it is our favorite. No bell, no nothing.
There wasn't anything. We just
had fun to talk about it. We were so excited.
We're not done yet. Oh, we're not done yet.
No, we're only halfway through. Well, no. Well, I guess we're still talking. We're still talking the men's Rumble. We got one more match.
Yeah, but we're gonna take a break right now. So we'll see you after this right here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today. I'm told it's super easy to do at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out TheChairShot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back, DWI 462, by the way. And while PC Tunney, you don't know this because you can't see me, but while PC Tunney grabs a beer, you'll be able to hear it shortly. Let me tell you about ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Check it out. Plenty of great designs that will get you noticed wherever you go. Let me tell you something else. Get two. Makes a great gift as well. That's ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. And TheChairShot.com. There's a fucking title for you. TheChairShot.com. I dare you. TheChairShot.com. All your favorite wrestling coverage from Stephen Mitchell and Andrew Velez, and some really cool opinion articles as well. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head. Always use your head. It would be a good slogan for TheChairShot.com as well.
Would be. Always use your head. Just a tip. Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a public service announcement that she can still get pregnant. Just a tip. So there you go. Back to the men's Royal Rumble. Jey Uso, the big winner, right? What did you think when it came down to the two of them?
I thought at that point, I figured John Cena was winning. I mean, it was in the same boat of like what Greg DeMarco saying, you know, who should win and who's going to win. When it got down to that, I'm like, okay, Jey Uso should win this whole thing, but not going to happen. Right. And, you know, the second they got kind of towards the ropes at the end and went over the top, I'm like, ooh, I don't know if Cena's going to do this thing. I'm like, Jay's going to flip back in. I'm like, sure. Shit. Here he goes. Knocks Cena off. And I talked to brother Joe, but I was screaming. Yes. I was super excited to see this actually happen. And Jey Uso get, you know, what he earned, you know, at this point, you know, he's been so over, like it was an amazing ending to that Royal Rumble. That was completely unexpected with all the other options that we had thrown out there. It was just a really cool way to end it. And yeah, Jey Uso standing tall. It was so great.
Think about this. Jey Uso joins within his family Yokozuna, The Rock, and Roman Reigns as bloodline members to have won the Royal Rumble.
pretty cool. Like,
how smart is it to have had made Jey Uso over the last 2.5-3 years? Like, you took the greatest tag team of all time, and they're not done yet. Like, Jimmy could easily find himself there in the next who knows when, you know, not immediate future, obviously. And Jimmy's the one we kind of, the majority of us thought had more potential to be on a singles run, right? Back in the day, at least. So now you've got this new bloodline member, family member, that it's got to be Gunther, right? Like, he talked about the week before how he thought he could still beat him.
Yeah, I don't expect it to be Cody at this point. You know, maybe, but you got to think Jey Uso's winning at WrestleMania then almost, and he's not going to do it against Cody, I don't think, unless they have some plan where, because I also thought about this, like, all right, do we want to see Jey Uso and Gunther again? Like, we just had that match, and, you know, I get it. You know, I give me a second crack at you, and now this time I'll beat you. It might not be under the realm that we see someone else get put in the match and make it a triple threat or something, too. Like, that's not necessarily over, but...
But here's the thing, though. Let me just insert this. Here's why you can do Jey Uso and Gunther again for WrestleMania. Because it can be on night one, and it can probably open the show, and you can let Charlotte and Rhea, you can finally let the women main event a night of WrestleMania again.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I could go with that as well. That would be cool. Because, yeah, I mean,
I can't think of a bigger way to open WrestleMania and get people fucking going crazy than Jey Uso fucking winning the world title. If you, yeah. Like, I'm saying this is a way to get the women to main event WrestleMania. That's how good I am, folks. I belched right during that pause. Like, a really quick, powerful, plenty of torque.
Especially if you want to get Charlotte and if it's going to be like Charlotte and Rhea Ripley closing.
I wasn't done yet. A proper belch, really, if with power, is described as torque, not anything else, okay? So next time someone rips a good one, you know, just say, wow, there's a lot of torque in that one. And they might laugh. I'm done now.
It's holding it. It's holding back now. You're hearing this? No, you're not hearing this. Yeah. Torquemada over there. I definitely expect it's going to be Gunther, you know, unless they want, you know, they're ready to turn Cody, which I don't think so, turn Cody heel at any point soon, or again, make it a multi-person match somehow. But I think there's bigger on that side with everything else going on between Punk and Rollins and Reigns and that, what's happening there in that story.
You could probably turn Cody heel by having him defend the title against John Cena at WrestleMania. I'm sure people would be cheering for John Cena, like, since they've been cheering for Cody for almost 3 years now, right? It's a long time to cheer for a whitest white meat baby. It's a long time.
Yeah, very much. So I could see him doing something, but all signs sure point to Jey Uso and Gunther.
No, I agree. So what do we do on the other side then? Who wins Elimination Chamber?
Yeah, well, we've got some qualifying matches coming up, and it sure seems like they're doing then half and half, because they're having qualifying matches, and nobody's decided on who's champion they're going after. So could it potentially have someone, if it's someone from Raw, win the Elimination Chamber and battle Cody Rhodes on SmackDown? Seems like that could be a possibility, which is cool.
Yeah, fine with that.
Not complaining about it, but that's,
it's kind of, it's another, like,
interesting,
because,
way.
Well, I think it's kind of like making it, in order to make it fair for the rosters, you have to have both rosters have a shot at winning the Royal Rumble, so you'd have to have both, like, you cash your ticket to go to the to fight for a championship at Elimination Chamber, now is what they said.
Right.
So you have to make that available for the other roster as well. I mean, like, to me, it seems fairer as a story, when, you know, storyline rules, whatever.
Yep. Well, I think it makes sense. I think this is, maybe they did it last year, but I think this is the first time I remember that they did that. You know, usually it was, hey, somebody declared and goes, okay, well, it's all Raw people in the Elimination Chamber to figure out who's going to wrestle for the Raw title. Like,
some years they've had the other title defended at the Elimination Chamber.
Right. True. True.
So we'll see.
I don't know.
We'll see. I mean, right now you would have to think, well, Cena's in it, right? And Punk qualified on Raw, beat Sami Zayn when KO came out. Is KO not like the best? Let's get to the championship match. We'll get to the championship match now. That's the sixth time he's lost in a championship match at Royal Rumble. Do you know that?
Owens, really?
Fifth or sixth time he's lost a world championship match at the Royal Rumble.
No kidding. That's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe next year you get into the Royal Rumble, dude. You might get a better chance.
Advice from DP there.
maybe not try anymore.
What a match. And Kevin Owens just continues to... Like, Kevin Owens is just... Gosh, he's so underrated. Even though he's so highly rated, he's still underrated.
Dude can put on any type of match you want and just makes everything look good. Like, brutal match here and just... I don't know. Like, you look at him and you're like, no, you know, he can't do this stuff. And he can sell the shit, take every bump there is, and make you look like $1 million. I mean, the ending to that looks so brutal between, you know, I forget what they call it, what his move is off the top rope there, that suplex bomb thing that he does onto the ladder, and then Cody Rhodes
taking
him on the parma.
Alabama slam onto the ladder.
Alabama slam.
Apron in the announce table. That was insane.
That looked really brutal. Like, they just did such a good job with that. That match was so good from start to finish with everything they did.
So it feels like we're going to get KO and Zayn having a program now, obviously, with him coming out and giving him the pile driver.
Package pile driver.
I couldn't think of the think of the word package, but I sure as fuck can say the chairshot.cock. Always use your head. I might have to change it to that.
You want to change it right now? No.
I don't know. Do you have the access to that?
I don't think so.
Oh. Craig gets up the next morning. Like, what the fuck?
Shit you were all doing right, last well, night.
Let's give it a day.
Got my tip up. I was thinking,
so let's just say Jay picks Gunther. Who wins this Elimination Chamber then? You got Cena. You got Punk. Probably going to have Roman. Maybe Drew.
You said
that's four. AJ is five.
Yeah, Rollins.
And then Rollins, that's six. There you go. That's who I would have in it.
Well, who's on SmackDown? I mean, you're assuming you're going to have 3-3, right?
Well, what's Cena on?
Nothing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. There's one free agent.
This is loaded. This is huge. This is like when you put the video game on WWE 2K25 and you fucking put, you know, all the other main event guys into that match.
Yeah. And, oh man, that's so hard to pick. I mean, boy, here's where I could see Roman Reigns coming out and winning it. To be honest with you, I could see Roman Reigns winning it
again. Roman and Cody again for the third time?
Until CM Punk cashes in his favor. and we make it a triple threat. And then maybe Rollins gets pissed off and we make it a fatal four-way.
Or Cena wins and it's Cody and Cena, and Cena and Cody turns heel and wins, and John Cena loses.
Could be. I mean, that would be interesting too. That singles match would be really interesting at WrestleMania. I wouldn't complain. I wouldn't complain with whoever comes out of this. Yeah. Like, really.
I got to stop listening to the Greg DeMarco show, because I feel like I'm doing the Greg DeMarco show reaction show here, because he also said he's got a lot of great ideas. So, like, I'll be honest with you. Usually I don't listen to any fucking podcasts anymore. I used to listen to Busted Open. I used to listen to a lot of Jericho and Bay back in the day, Austin, and then some Foley and different things like that. And I do listen to some stuff on our network, but like, it's very seldom, you know. I just like listen to music during the day at work, you know, keep me a little more calm. But having listened to Greg the last 2 weeks, seeing that he did some solo shows, just having respect for the solo show myself, it's been two really good listens. So one of the things he said though was he thinks Cody's headed towards a heel turn, right? And I can understand where anybody would think that, because like I said before, not only have we been rooting for Cody since he won the championship, we were rooting for Cody for 2 years before that. So it's like, it's not just like rooting for a baby face for 3 years as they go in and out of different storylines. This is basically the same storyline we've been rooting for him for almost 3 years now, right? That's a long fucking time.
Very much. And, you know, you think of the same thing with the Bloodline too.
Well, his thing was then, what if it's him against Cena and Cena loses because of a low blow from Cody? But they're already going to be booing the shit out of Cody anyway beforehand, because once they get out there into the ring, I bet you, once they get into promos, people will be booing the shit out of Cody if Cena fucking wins the Elimination Chamber. So if they're not ready for a Cody heel turn, or the people to be booing the shit out of Cody, then they can't have John Cena win the Elimination Chamber. Because I'm telling you right now, on February 6th at 7:10 p.m. Central Standard Time, that if it's John Cena and Cody Rhodes, when John Cena comes out to do the face-to-face after winning the Elimination Chamber and properly challenge Cody Rhodes, he's already got the match, people will be booing Cody Rhodes.
I think that's 100% true.
For the same reason I say, because people don't chant John Cena sucks anymore.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to hear a lot of boos for John Cena in his final run, for sure.
If I get a chance to see a match, John Cena match this year in person, I will chant John Cena sucks to the song.
I will chant John Cena's trucks, because I think when he retires, that's going to be his, he's going to go into the auto business.
I know you like that. And I will also add, for an encore, if on some happenstance of a perfect storm happening, JBL shows up and his music plays, I will sing the JBL headphones lyrics to JBL's theme song.
Fantastic. You waiting for me to play it or something?
Don't play it. God. I'll just do a little acapella. Some very somber acapella. You ready? Yeah. JBL headphones. Get your JBL headphones. Get your JBL headphones, put them on your head dome. That's JBL headphones.
God, it's worse a cappella.
That's like spoken word art right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Someday people will go into the Smithsonian and that will play in one hallway.
If that would have been Morgan Freeman or Chauncey Billups saying that, maybe. Maybe. I would have fallen asleep to it.
Welcome to the PC Tunney hallway. Now you will hear JBL headphones from PC Tunney. That's a horrible Morgan Freeman. But...
Sure, Morgan
Freeman. That's how bad it was. I knew it was that bad, because yes, that's Morgan Freeman.
That's what you got, huh?
As the sun began to rise. That's a little better, right? No.
No. No. Dear God, no.
Do you have any good impressions?
Well, accurate or just good? Like, because your Mike Tyson's fun.
As he quietly and quickly his question, asking.
Think about that. I'll let you know next week.
So, like, okay, you could always do the triple threat between Cena, Rollins, and Roman, but, like, yeah, where's the favor come in, right? Like, where does the favor come in? You're the first thing that makes sense where the favor comes in is that they finagle a way to make it a triple threat? I don't know. Do, like, Punk and Roman at the end not, they just don't pin each other? They're the last two, and they just both kind of, like, I don't know. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, if they're both at the end of the Elimination Chamber, I think one of them fights to win. But I think if Roman Reigns wins, you know, that's when he goes and calls his favor in.
But how is, like, Paul Heyman in charge of allowing it to become a triple threat match when his guy doesn't even have the fucking title?
Because he's Paul fucking Heyman. He'll work something out, you know? Come on.
What's my favorite movie?
Come on.
No, that's not my favorite. Steven Silverman is not my favorite movie, but it's a great movie. You don't really know anything about me, do you? I don't answer the door in a meeting.
Is it Cool Runnings?
No, it's not Cool Runnings. There's a bit there. I forgot what it is. What's the Cool Runnings bit? Is it Cool Runnings? What is it?
Is it an action movie? No. Is it a drama? No. Is it a good movie? Oh. It has its moments.
Yeah. Cool running. Yeah, that's right. You and Nate used to do that all the time. Oh, man. Yeah. So over here, we got some magazines. Some of them are monster trucks. Some of them are porn. And some of them are a little bit of both.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, Saving Silverman's a great movie.
I just had to show you when I went got the Neil Diamond album.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Yeah.
You got the weight to be moving me. Oh, Cherry, baby. Oh, Cherry.
So I'm walking through the warehouse, and one of the girls that works in one of the printing rooms is walking, like, towards me. And we work together on certain things, so we know each other. And I'm, like, reading what you're saying as I'm going down this, like, part of the warehouse where there's no, like, forklift traffic or anything. So I'm, like, going on to keep doing something and just checking my phone along the way. And I see your text and I just start cracking up. And she's like, "Something wrong with you?" And I'm like, "Have you ever seen Saving Silverman?" She's like, "Yeah." I go, "Check this out." She's like, "That's awesome." And I turn around and she starts to walk away. And I'm like, "Just so you know, if, like, three nachos get stuck together, that's just one nacho." And we both walked away laughing. So that was nice. Yeah, Saving Silverman for the win every single time.
Right? There's an underrated movie.
I want to see the Hardys at WrestleMania or somewhere at some point. Why not? They're in TNA. Jeff's clean.
Do you take his shoes off?
Let him in.
I think, we talked about, you know, a multi-tag team match somehow. I would have no problem getting them thrown in there and put them as the fourth team. DIY, motor shitty, machine guns. There you go. There's another one. Oh, boy. The Sheet Profits and the Hardys.
Not to do my South Park shitty walk impression right now with the motor shitty machine guns. Yeah, we put more shitty machine guns in the match.
Oh, God.
I'm not doing an impression of an Asian person. I'm doing an impression of, I'm not sure if it's Trey Parker or Matt Stone, but that's who I'm doing an impression of. Yeah. And I don't really care, man. Watch Kill Tony and then come get me, man. I'm trying to fucking bring comedy back to the world, all right? I love everybody, except for the people I don't like, so fuck them.
There's two people I can't stand. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
And the Dutch. Yeah, fuck the Dutch. Thank God I'm Danish, not Dutch.
I'd go for a Danish.
Well, here I
pastry.
Am. Hello, I'm a Danish.
is that how they talk too? Boy.
Hello, you ask for Danish. I'm here.
It's the mighty, mighty boss tones over here. It's the impression that I get.
I am Danish, and I also bring strudel.
Oh, boy. filled with jelly, too.
I literally spit whiskey all over myself. That's hilarious. It's on the fucking sheet from the fucking Royal Rumble. That's been baptized.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be...
How did that happen?
This is... I should frame this and get everybody to sign it that was in it. It's funny because on the other side, I used a piece of paper that was in the Big Show book, like a blank one, but I had written on the back on the other one, and I was clearly sending a message to somebody on one of the shows, and it says, ask Ted Turner.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
How hard it is to run a wrestling business. I think that's what you were talking about.
I don't know. Well, I think we've talked long enough today. How about you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Feeling good.
All right. Well, say goodbye to everybody.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Well, okay. Can they do the other stuff, too?
And you should have just played Mean Street and walked out. Yeah, you can find me all over the worldwide social media interwebs.
If I wasn't responsible for the whole kit and caboodle over here, I might have just done that. But we need to plug first.
Follow me at It's Me, DPP. Follow this show at Podcast DWI and Facebook.com/DWI Podcast, ProWrestlingTees.com, and go refill your whiskey at your local grocery store and don't spit it all over yourself.
Follow me at PC Tunny. Plenty of great shows on Chairshot Radio Network. Make sure you're checking all of those out, all your favorite streaming platforms. Until next time, always use your head.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
It's not TheChairShot.com, is it?
It's not. I don't know. Tune in at... Go to the website at 12 a.m. to 12.05 a.m. and see what happens.
Okay, shooter. Tell me you're still recording. There we go. Goodbye, everyone.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And Future Stronger You can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.